to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maji.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Congratulations to Music Pulse. They got their first love letter.
Oh, shit. Love letter.
This is a letter. Tomorrow.
Hey, it didn't take long, hey?
It didn't take long.
It was bound to come, bro.
Damn.
They're the fucking post office.
From the sheriff.
Yeah, so Creative Corner, Uncle Waffles is suing Tahi. Because they mentioned something on the show yesterday. Jeez, I can't get enough
damn
of Music Pulse, bro.
From fuck yesterday's off episode.
Yeah, yeah,
that was
take
quick.
Long, bro. Yeah.
That was quick.
Clearly they're watching, bro.
Let's be honest. All the young music stakeholders do watch it. Mm. The people who are relevant in piano, in pop culture, they watch the show.
Yeah. So apparently Tahi mentioned there was some event in 2024 where everybody was paid £70,000. So they're saying that's a lie.
It's
yeah.
Clip. And then Sage was paid like
15,000 rands. Yes.
15,000
yes
rands. And then also, I saw the part where Sviso drove Sage down to Cape Town. And people are like, why don't you put him on a flight? It's cheaper to put him on a flight.
There were no flights at the time when he explained it.
Oh, shit.
Because it was like late at night and they needed to
but
get
Sviso doesn't love flying generally. He drives to places.
Mm.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Is it?
Yeah, guys.
Weren't you in Durban or one day in Durban standing in and he drove? He just loves, like flying, I think.
Bro, I don't know about you guys, but I can't get enough of Music Pulse, man.
No, it's
isn't dope.
Dope.
It's incredible.
It's a beautiful wow
episode.
Yeah,
no, this episode?
Yo, you haven't watched?
Yesterday's episode, no. It's yesterday's episode, man. Come on. Give
watch,
me a break.
I watch it live,
there's too many things to watch, bro. I was busy, man. There's too many things to watch,
I actually
bro
think it's so good that they should do, like, I think they should take this lot and drop twice a week.
Ooh, wow. So they must take Mondays and Thursdays.
No, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Whoa.
Oh, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Because think about it, bro. With music, there's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
They already have 2 hours and you can tell it's not enough.
No. No.
Okay.
What do you think?
I feel like it'll be overkill. I don't know, man. I feel like it's special once a week. I really feel like it's special once a week.
Unless they go back to a specific genre. So they focus on a specific genre on Tuesday and then other specific genres on Thursday. Then at least.
Fellas, it's clip farming central.
Yeah, it's gold. It's gold. Yeah. It's clicks on steroids, man. You know, people go there. I go there, you know, it's like I go there for therapy, medication.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's clicks on steroids.
Dude, what do you think, bro? Music Pulse twice a week, Thursdays and Tuesdays?
I agree with Saul. It's going to be an overkill.
I feel like.
The guys have so much to say, bro. And 2 hours is not enough, funny enough.
I don't know about dropping it in genres because Piano Pulse proved that they can't speak about one genre.
Let me do a poll to the chillers. Let's ask the chillers.
Dude, the chillers will say yes twice a week because they're the consumer, remember?
Yeah, but they're
bosses,
thinking
from
bro.
So
if they say yes, then
okay,
we must do it.
Okay, right, cool.
Okay, let's see the poll.
There's a reason why Coca-Cola hasn't done 5-liter bottles. You know what I mean? We would all like them. We would all like 5-liter Coca-Colas. We would all love 5-liter gins, grandeurs, but there's a reason they're not doing it as much as the
we'll
consumer.
We'll be loading them in the water fountain, also the Coca-Cola.
Yay. And there's a reason why, because if you ask that the consumer, they say, more.
Yeah.
But it does something
will they consume to their all that more.
Also.
Yeah.
Also, because there's so much to watch.
Yeah.
But I agree. Because I think the genre thing, they can't do a one genre a day because Piano Pulse proves that they struggle. Not they struggle, but there were many moments in the Piano Pulse where they'll drift away naturally because
exactly
it's a music conversation.
Yeah.
Examples are being made.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, what's that got to do with piano?
True.
So I think doing the genre thing, it'll need to be free form like now if they do it twice a week.
Yeah.
It'll need to be like just like they do it now.
So my call out is Hinda. Do you think Music Pulse should drop twice a week, so Tuesday, and replace the Thursday show? Yes or no? Is that fine? Eh?
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Cool.
Please remind me at the end of the show to see what the poll says.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, yeah. So I just posted it.
Yeah, because it's about Dalatina.
It's cutting on.
So if they take over Thursday, then
oh, yeah. Good nini.
The thing is, we talk. You see, you need to, if they drop on Thursday, give them leeway to talk about other stuff outside of music, because
exactly.
Because we do too, because we talk about random stuff. We could talk about things happening in banking today, and tomorrow talk about things happening in music or geopolitics, like, nah, nah, yeah, and then talk about the bedroom. They never even talk about the bedroom.
Imagine if they did.
Let's get bedroom pals.
Then give it to us twice. Oh, please. Yeah.
Anyway, and now, very many ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Solianus is here, Triple is here, Ghost Lady is here, Tudu is here, Shots is here, Tato's here, Newa was here, Fat Shaker is here, Simpy was here. There's only one place to start. Everybody's been talking about this Black Coffee Party, man.
Wow.
50th celebration. It looked beautiful. Absolutely amazing.
Did you guys get an invitation?
No, come on, Ghost Lady. Who are we? Who are we?
What are we? Who are we now? Cream was invited there, man. You know what I mean? We're the tea bags. Only the cream in the coffee. Only the cream was invited to the coffee. The Cremora.
I saw Oscar Mbo was there. Swiss Beats was there. Oskido, Somizi. It was hosted by Umpo Pops, Unati, Somi. Like, the whole industry basically was there, bro.
Everybody was there, man.
Let's actually call Pops, man, because he was the MC. Find out
except
how it went.
Except for podcasters.
Yeah, no podcasters allowed.
We're not part of the industry, guys.
No, I don't think it was about people. Like, Zex13 is part of the industry. He was not there. So I don't think Euphonic is part of the industry.
Wait,
he was not there.
Zex wasn't there?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, I thought they were good friends.
No, yeah, I think they haven't fixed their stuff. But, like, it's not necessarily. People clearly who coffee. I don't know. I don't know what criteria she chose, but it's. They definitely respect.
And, bro, and I don't get that, right? I don't see the value of inviting people that envy you, you know, like that want your life. Like,
of course.
That might even wish you harm and wish you bad,
I don't think anybody there wants him harm.
What? Huh? Do you know the industry, Werner? Are you telling me? Are you telling me there's no one that wants Coffee's life in the industry right now?
No, we would like to live his life, but not envious that why you and not me.
You fucking playing games, Werner. What industry have you been, bro? You've been in this industry so long, bro.
I don't get it. Okay. Has anyone in that room worked any harder than Coffee?
No, but it's not about working hard.
It's not a room, but in that that show.
Umona, where do you think Umona comes from? Jealousy.
Jealousy.
Where do you think it comes from?
It does, but jealousy's always been a weird thing for me to understand, because it's like, hold on. So you see me as your neighbor. I wake up in the morning, I go take a taxi for 10 years, every day at 6 o'clock, one day is a rest day, eventually get a car, and then next thing I move out, and I'm still doing that. Why are you going to be jealous of me when maybe you are waking up at 10 or 9 to go work and come back earlier than me? The guy is working harder than everybody else.
That's what I say. I don't get it, but it doesn't mean it doesn't happen, bro. Mm.
I don't think those people wish him harm, man. You know how I judge it? Sorry.
The people in your circle. So, no, it's okay. It's okay.
Make sure that I'm allowed to, but I'm not going to do it.
Oh, thank you, Saul. Yeah. Don't listen to this one.
Yeah.
No, I just say, for instance, like, the people that you invite when you have a party are people you trust. So maybe those
are the people he trusts. Yeah, baby boy. How are you, baby boy?
Delicious like a lemon. What's happening with you?
No, we good, Pops. Man. It's Pops.
Oh, Popsy! Popsicles!
Hey, bro, you at...
Salumpy!
What's going on, bro?
Ghost Lady!
Hi, Pops!
Bro, you live at Port Classic. Can you tell us what happened at the Black Coffee?
Oh, hey, thank you for telling me we're live. Hey, I almost said, hey, guys, I miss home.
Yeah. Yes,
how was the Black Coffee party, bro?
Yeah, man.
Best party I've ever been to in my life, bro.
Wow.
Hands down from entire weekend experience. Bro.
We heard your hands down,
the
dog.
Entire... No, man, Saul. Ay, Khalil. Ay, Saul.
Why are you arguing singular?
All puns aside. Yeah. This was the best party I've ever been to, bro.
Wow, bro.
Can you describe it for us, bro?
It was off the hook, bro.
It looked amazing, bro, from the little that we saw.
It was, man. Like, it was a whole experience, right? So, as I'm talking and I can hear myself, which is weird. But it was like a whole experience. So we got in just on when the weekend started. So the weekend started with like a yacht cruise.
Yacht cruise.
So there was a couple of people. We went on a yacht. We stopped in the middle of the ocean. People swam. They put up a net. Yo, dude, gourmet chef. Diageo really pulled up. So Don Julio, 1942 on tap.
Dude,
it was an amazing experience.
Wow, bro.
And you get to realize just like the type of people that coffee chills with, right? So we know that coffee's always outside the country, but you don't realize what impact he has all over the world. Being there, you realize, bruh, everyone on that boat had a different accent.
Wow. Damn.
Yo, guys, it was absolutely insane.
I heard the girlfriend Victoria made a speech, and she mentioned that they met in 2018.
That's Saturday. So I'm still telling you about Friday.
Oh shit! Oh, that's Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, that was Saturday.
Oh, then there was a dinner at his house on the Friday. Then Saturday was the party.
Hey, which house was this? Was this the newly acquired house?
The 150 Batman million.
Sorry to cut you, Pops. When you had dinner at his house, was this the newly acquired house by Clifton, the 200 rand million house?
Yes, this was the new house. But I didn't go because, you know, as is Joelanga listen to Zama Yacht Cruise, so I was seasick. I was a little bit seasick. So I had to recover because the main event was the next day. So I didn't make dinner. But the next day, everyone that needed to be there was there, bruh. And when Constantia, beautiful venue overlooking this view, bruh, outside, yo.
Did you hear the speech that I'm talking about?
So which speech?
From the girlfriend, Victoria. She said they met in 2018.
Yes. So what about that?
Oh, wasn't he married in 2018?
I don't know. I don't know when Kofi was married or not. And also, I don't know if she said in the speech that they were dating in 2018.
Yeah, she said that's when they met. Yeah, that was when they met.
Okay.
At a dinner. She was having a random dinner.
Bro, did you meet Swiss Beats?
Yeah, dog. I met Swiss Beats and his son, bro. What a dope guy, bruh.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, so Swiss, I met Swiss at the event. And then later on, him and his son played a set at the after party.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
That's crazy, man.
Bruh, you know what a surreal moment that is to be at some secluded house in Bantry Bay and you've got Swiss Beats' son playing Ama Piano and House. And Swiss is busy, you know, MCing there, hitting the
casually,
uncool thing there.
Casual.
Uncool MC vibes.
Fucking hell, man. Shout out to Coffee, man.
Shout out to Coffee.
Bro, who else was there?
Dude, like, every single element of this thing was so creative.
Who else was there, bro?
That's what I'm saying, the whole experience, bro. Because even Sunday was another thing.
Mm. Yeah, the all white thing.
It was like Cape Town July, this thing, man.
Yeah, pretty much, bro. It was a whole weekend thing.
Bro.
Who else was there, bro?
We ate 5 or 6 birthday cakes. There was a birthday cake every day.
So. For the fourth time, who else was there that maybe we didn't see, like big names? Like, because we're just seeing glimpses from people's profiles.
Yeah.
There isn't like an official, you know, photo album that's been dropped. Like, who else was there?
Yo, bro, there was gang people. Maporisa was there, Casper Nyovest was there, Murabongs was there,
Makosa,
Swiss was there, Swiss Beats was Sunday, Figile Mbalula was there.
He even made a speech. How was Figile's speech received, considering everything happening in the country?
Figile's speech was fire, bro. Because I'm used to seeing him speak in like political things only.
Yes.
So it was nice seeing him speak at like someone who's a friend.
Nah, beautiful. Okay.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Man. Sounds and like it
was lit, though.
So I hope he forgave me.
What's in?
No, he was wearing a black hat when he came in. Like, ah, oh, sure, Undertaker. Sorry, Malume Fix.
And by the way, congratulations to you, Pops, man. I see your network. You guys got 50,000 subscribers.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yeah. Well done, Popsy.
Thank you, my dog.
Well done, Popsy.
Thank you, my dog.
Popsy. How is it there by the 50,000? How is it there by the 50,000?
6 years from now.
How is it there? How is it down there? No.
It's rough here, man. Right now, we are shooting. It's raining. We've had to relocate.
No, man, enjoy the journey,
it's
man.
It's not easy shooting outside. We saw the Kasi podcast, and we were like, yo, little now with the Kasi podcast. We shoot outside.
No, shout out to you, Pops, man. All the best, my dog.
I appreciate you guys, man. Yeah, man, I was expecting to see you guys this weekend. Where were you guys?
We didn't get the invite, fam.
Hey, bro, who's the man? Who's going to see Dolana?
Mina, that's collateral damage. Nila, wire, collateral damage. Nga tuulega na ami.
Nga tuulega,
I'm a mistake. I'm the bigger talker. Son, I know you're in the clear. Boy.
Ghost is in the clear.
Mac wins in.
First of all, abo ghost abangenanga e Ibiza.
Yeah.
Manje aniko.
Hey, mina ngathi ngenzeni poison. Hayi, lami yangihlula le ndaba.
You didn't tell him about the cinema release. What happened, Mac?
No, the cinema release. The cinema release was at his penthouse, bro.
Yeah.
Like the viewing of that was at his penthouse. Yeah. Like where he makes eggs for breakfast, we were there.
Yeah.
Makishi.
That means Mac did something after.
Between that and now. Something happened.
You'll tell us in your second book, man.
actually.
Shout out to Pops, man.
Yeah. But also, speaking on the jealousy thing, my thing is, if you and I were invited,
yes,
we love black coffee.
Of course.
Yeah. Adoration for black coffee, yes, big time. Then what if everybody else there, majority of those people, have those sentiments and feelings towards black coffee? It's love. It's not envy between you and me if we were there.
Yeah, but that's different, Doc.
It's love,
are you
bro.
Telling me every single person that came has got that relationship with them?
If black coffee is a good judge of character,
I doubt it, Doc.
Like me, if I do a party like that, trust in anybody who's there is I think they wish me well. I'd like to believe, and I've seen it and I felt it when I talked to them.
Exactly.
You know, so Major League DJs, with the Major League DJs, they've been actually close for a long time when Major League was still doing Kwaito, coming out of the hip-hop phase, etc. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you see a lot of people there, man. And you're like, and also a lot of people there, that's beauty, they're all doing well. Oscar Mbo, Major League, Casper.
Mm.
I didn't see Cabs, I think, get an engagement because it was in Durban. And, you know, these things are going to get confirmed 4 months ago. Like prior. So I really would like to believe it was beautiful energy because people there wish him well.
Anyway, I don't know if you guys saw this, bro. So there's this new trend that these kids are doing. It's called chuffing. Where they smoke the fire extinguisher, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this, bro.
Okay, wait.
What school is that?
This is a
school.
I was about to say.
First school.
Alicia. Like, these are kids wearing school uniform. They can be easily identified.
They got to set it up like a hub league, did you see?
Like, also, someone is pressing on it.
That is dumb, man.
This is crazy, man.
That is dumb.
He hub league, I don't think, is that expensive. Come on.
So I think this, I may be wrong, I may be correct, I don't know. But shame, post school, obviously the school doesn't condone this.
Yeah.
When I used to live in Hillbrow, there's a hotel there called Hillrand, right? It's like these cheap-ass hotels. And I remember, so I used to live there, like, because you'd pay, like, a monthly rate as well.
Oh.
Yeah. I used to live there, like, every day. And then there would be, like, a sign that said, it was basically saying that they've removed the fire hydrants, those things, because of they're being stolen because they're worth a certain price in the streets. So the thing is, I think there's a powder or something in there, and they use it in the mixing and the dilution of drugs. Because you know, like when they sell these drugs, they dilute them with stuff.
Of course.
Like that's why, like somebody will get a brick of cocaine, crush it, and then make it powder,
like the
and dilute it with baby formula or whatever.
TVs were being stolen because some battery or something, there's some element that they use to, like,
was it for drugs as well?
For drugs,
oh,
yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. So I know those things would get stolen because they would be used somewhere in the drug process. And it might be that these kids are confused, that they think the active ingredient, because you know, there's always an active, like in weed, it's the THC, the active ingredient. In edibles, it's the THC, the active ingredient. Even in the medication, there's always just one active ingredient you need to get whatever you want from the substance. So I'm assuming they think it's that, but I would love to see a video of the high, because what are they getting high from?
It's like they're trying to put fire out in their own lungs. There.
Extinguish themselves.
Yeah, extinguish
themselves. Fire in the lungs and they're trying to... you know, the fire.
Bro, what happened is you're smoking cigarettes at the back of the class. You know, we used to do that.
Yeah.
And back of the class, not back of the class.
No, I'm even thinking
back of the classroom.
Yeah, like, in some hidden corner of the school.
Yes.
Like, can't they go back to, like, stationary glue? Because apparently kids, I know, way back in the day, glue was big to smoke.
Glue?
Oh, pay me glue, guys.
Which school is this, though?
Prit.
No.
Stationery glue.
I used to hear this from my mom. Okay, Prit. Not that she was smoking benzene. No. Like, way back in the 90s, like, it was a thing.
Oh, pay me glue. It was not the stationery glue. When you say stationery, it makes it sound like Prit.
Oh, or panel glue. Isn't it that? Like, you're busy huffing and puffing.
No, it used to be the glue they use. I think on my shoemaker.
Shoes.
The shoemaker glue, yeah. Okay, not the stationary school glue.
Okay, then why can't they go to that?
Yeah, glue.
It's cheap enough.
Yeah, people used to...
Like, you buy that in
the fumes of glue.
Yeah. Okay, not that I'm motivating.
The benzene. Yes, the petrol, baby.
Yeah.
Benzene. Yes, the benzene.
The benzene, yes.
It's not shit you bite the hardware for... It's like a chemical... with high alcohol content for cleaning and wiping stuff.
Oh, okay.
The benzene, the bema. I know the petrol, you got to pay you at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, petrol, wow. Petrol.
What's in the fire extinguisher? What are they smoking in there? It must be dangerous, bro.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. What is it that could make them high in a fire extinguisher? Like
the purpose of a fire extinguisher, like, compare that into a human lungs.
Says that a fire extinguisher consists of sodium bicarbonate, carbon dioxide, and water, and other things that make fog.
No, nothing is making you high, man. Sodium.
However, because the components don't really carry oxygen in it, it can cause illnesses like pneumonia.
Imagine.
So things that build up onto your lungs.
Imagine.
And it can also cause seizures because what you're inhaling is actually going to your brain.
What's seizures?
Seizures.
Oh, seizures. Oh. Yeah, that's dumb. That's some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Beat for, and people are doing, and it was maybe a 2-minute clip for content. People are doing the dumbest thing. I saw a lady apparently using just like bright meat, bravos, salads, and some gravy for her dog.
No way.
I've always said people just waste food for content.
That's why they filmed it.
It may have just been content. They don't sit there and smoke the fire extinguisher, hydrant, or whatever they call it.
No, it must be dog. If there's a name for it, it's called
hydrant
chuffing.
Has water.
It's called chuffing.
It's called chuffing. If there's a name for it, it means more than one people are doing it.
It's called chuffing.
Chuffing, yeah.
And it's popular among school kids.
There's always like a software update with the drug stuff. Remember the Bluetooth one before? Were they Bluetooth like? How did the Bluetooth work?
So you take a drug, syringe,
you put the drugs in, and then there's a blood transfusion they do between you. Now that you've got the drugs in your blood system and the other guy, it's an old thing.
It's an old thing.
Bluetoothing.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yo, stay off the drugs, man. Parents, raise your kids.
It's something that the Nyaope guys did. Yeah,
even the Nyaope guys.
Yeah, the Bluetoothing thing.
Yeah, like it's just fucking, like raise your kids better. But you know, we always say this, bro. And sometimes you can raise your kids well, and you're trying, and the kids just fuck up. I fuck ups.
Or just
did you guys try cigarettes in high school?
Nah, I stopped smoking when I was like 5, 4. That's 4.
You started smoking when you were 4.
No, I stopped like trying when I was in primary. Like there was a time a guy would smoke on my box. You know, like, take a cardboard, light it up. And we just wanted to see smoke come out of our mouths. Yeah, it was a thing in the hood, a permit box.
Yeah, yeah.
But I said, man, wait, I've
but you
never
said
tried.
At 4'5", you stopped.
No, no, no. I thought I was 4'5". I realized I was too young.
Yeah.
That estimation is way too young.
Yeah.
But it was something maybe like when I 5'6", 7". Because in the hood, we were playing at 5'6", 7" with other kids, you know? But yeah, I've never tried drugs, bro, or smoking in high school. Nothing.
Where were you doing your cigarettes, Ghost Lady?
No, at school. Remember, I went to an art school, and obviously, you know how creative kids, you know, you get introduced to a lot
school?
Of things. Yeah, yeah.
What was your major?
Art. Like, art.
Like, yeah, art is different. You can sculpt, you can
design.
Drawing.
That was my thing. Right. Yeah. Wow. At Pro Arte, Alphen Park in Pretoria, Menlo.
Pro
Park.
Arte. Wow.
Yes.
Whoa.
So, yeah, like kids were smoking, you know, especially kids from the hostel would hang out with them. And
you were so cool, man.
Yeah.
Like, or some kids were boarding.
Yeah, yeah. There was also a hostel there. And for kids too, obviously, who were from afar. And yeah, it was fun. It was cute.
What were you smoking? Cigarettes?
Oh, cigarettes. Just typical
weed?
Cigarettes.
You didn't try weed?
Weed, yes, we tried. Yeah, there was a time there was weed. I still, for the life of me, want to understand because we were in the bathrooms and they had to light up toilet paper so that it sucks in the scent, I guess.
The smoke.
Yeah,
wait, light up toilet paper.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Because toilet paper burns fast.
I have no idea what that was for.
So well, they're lighting up. Dry toilet paper.
Yes, dry toilet paper.
Are you sure you're smoking weed?
At this stage, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I'm
you know what?
Mama Sima.
It's one of those things.
Light on the toilet paper. Light on the toilet paper. Pe mama Sima.
This is what I see when I look at these kids. I'm like, uganga, uganga. You know, like these kids, you just want to be naughty. So
let's go the other
Even
way.
Even what we're doing, that uganga. Like, honestly, yeah.
All right, what you got for us, Ghost Lady?
We are there?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to reach the... You know, you always do an intro.
Oh, I just did.
Oh, okay.
What's going on, Gosley? That's the intro.
I'm not cutting you. Don't look at me. I'm letting you speak. I'm not cutting you off.
No, okay. There was a video of...
Give her some toilet paper. She's not okay.
Yeah.
Mac, you're talking shit. No, there was a video, guys. Did you see it? Awful MT crying.
I saw it. The royalties,
shame,
I think.
So it's a lot that's happening with OMT, like, honestly. Yeah. So, okay, with this video that was happening. So apparently, this was on Instagram Live where he recorded himself and he's busy cutting up a joint or rolling a joint. You know, typical MT. We know that he's always, you know, him and his weed, yeah. Mm. And so this is after, apparently this is after his wife opened a restraining order against him and kicked him out of the house. So that one has allegedly had happened. This is him crying. And because there were allegations that he's being abused by his wife. There's also something else.
The one they went back to. Didn't they break up and
they
then they reconciled?
They
oh,
got
that
back
one.
Together. Yeah. Oh. And yeah. So apparently there's a lot of issues in his marriage because he's married.
Wait, because isn't he crying because they rocked him 700K from royalties?
That's what I heard.
Yes. But also, no, it's getting to that. Also, regarding that, he's also not allowed to see his kids. And he alleges that they stole 700K that you're mentioning from his Logan album.
Can't
even see his kids.
Yeah, he can't see his kids, and also now that the wife had kicked him out of the house, it's a lot. Yeah,
but I don't get it, man. Like, you've lost 700K. The first thing you decide to do is go cry on a live.
That means clearly, maybe this is the moment he needs it more than ever. He was going through something financial and is realizing, damn, I would have been a bit better or more comfortable.
Yeah, but so you just lost 700K, dog. Why aren't you calling your lawyers, your accountant? Why is the first thing to go live?
Do you think
the
700K is now, or maybe it's just over a period of time?
No, it's over a period of time, obviously,
yeah,
guys. We know how royalties work. It's over a period of time.
Mm.
And the banking details apparently were changed and intercepted. Yeah. Guys, be careful, by the way. Before we go back to this MT thing, there's a scam. So if you're going to buy a house or doing anything, generally never accept banking details. That, and you're supposed to pay a lump sum over via email. I think I've spoken about this. These guys have a way of...
intercepting.
I don't know how they pick up that this text is a... But it happens with property transfers.
Yes.
And they've got a way. So if you're paying a deposit, you're going to buy a home for 4 million. You're paying a deposit of 1 million or 400,000. And then you pay into some random guy a bank account.
Jeez.
So they will see the email and then... I don't know how, but they intercept the email, send you that email, you receive it thinking it's from your real estate agent, and there's a banking details, always call them and double check the account number via phone. Because a lot of these scammers, like Nigerian big scammers, big-time scammers, use that system where big monies are involved. They intercept the email. I don't know how they do it, that you don't get the original email and you still get an email and then you make the money transfer and yeah.
Wait, but is it still only Nigerians or is it just a lot of nationalities?
No, we say that because majority of them, it's like they've built a reputation for doing these online scams.
I know what I mean?
Yeah, obviously it could be any nationality. It could be a Chinese guy. It could be an American guy. It could be anyone. But they've built... Yeah, that have they not built a reputation of being scammers? They have.
Yeah, 419s.
419, they even have a name for it. Whoa.
Yahoo Boys.
419. Whoa, oh, Yahoo, Yahoo Boys. Whoa,
yes, yes.
You know it.
Yeah.
What different the Hobby Abbas? That's about different the Hobby Abbas. We've Googled you, the Yahoo Boys. But yeah, so with MT, someone managed to change the banking details. Now, I'm not saying it's the scammers, but it is a scammer somewhere, clearly. Someone changed the details. He doesn't say who, because also you could just find... Man, he doesn't say who, because he could find out and say what... Because on the portal that he's meant to be receiving royalties on, or the system, he would have uploaded his banking details or his private details or his business details, banking details. He knows then whose account that is, because once you got the account number, you can find out the name.
Yeah.
And also, didn't he get rocked by Ambitious? I thought he would have learned from that, you know?
Yeah.
To do... Well, with Ambitious, not even a due diligence thing. It's just that the contract you signed said, maybe this is how things are going to work.
Yeah. So you think when he's doing his own thing, he would have learned, you know?
Yeah, true. And yeah. But look, we can't judge him without knowing that, because like I'm saying, it could be a million things. He may have sent the details and somebody else at the other end edited the details.
Yeah, that, man.
Jeez, you know, but obviously so sad, due diligence.
Fuck, it's
how
so
far
sad.
The royal... It's so sad, man. To see MT cry. Yeah. And MT, you know, is not a guy who just cries on
camera.
But
wait, as men, you're seeing another man cry. Aren't you like wanting to pioneer like a justice for MT and something? Like
no,
a rally
man,
around
is he crying?
Him?
He's got kids, man. Why are you crying on a live, bro? Stop
but
that
still,
shit.
But no.
Imagine for him to cry while
help.
Having kids means it's very heavy.
Yeah.
No one is thinking about that, Mac. And I don't think if you asked MT 2 years ago, would you cry in an Instagram
of
live?
Like,
we know you've shown
no.
dick, but would you cry? He probably would have said, no, I'm not crying on an Instagram live.
Yes.
So you'll never know, Mac, you know? So, and MT's a man, like he's a guy with the bravado, the masculinity, the testosterone, man. He's always, you know, put that posture, you know?
Bro,
so,
I'm not crying on any live, bro.
You never know, Mac, don't
nah,
say that.
Nah, bro, that's a meme for
you.
You
don't lie,
bro.
Dog. You don't know, dog.
Oh, Mac.
No one... All the men who've cried in front of us haven't planned on crying.
Yeah, I can cry in front of you, but not on a live, dog. That's intentional, dog. You have to go on your phone, open the app, click live, and then cry. Sometimes, miss me with that
Didn't Pori have a tear or two?
Exactly.
Like, it's emotions.
It's emotions, bro.
Emotions.
Miss me. Guys, miss me.
Yo.
Guys, what's going on today, guys? What's going on?
I feel like we are woke.
What are you drinking, Gideon? It's not chill.
It's chillas.
It's great you are this one, though. It's the black wine. No, but emotions happen, bro.
Yeah.
And for me, it's if you can cry in your private space, yes, you'll take an L crying publicly, but it's raw emotion that overcame you then.
There's
other people switch
place.
Off the camera
There's
and
a cry.
Okay, so if you're on a live and you are just talking and then you start becoming emotional.
The moment I feel the tear, I'm ending the live.
Oh, so how would you do? What would you do?
Yeah, unless I'm talking something very emotional, like, oh man. So I can talk about my mom and not cry. That's the only thing that will make me maybe cry. But
not on a live.
If I'm on a live, I'm not planning on crying. Right? And then I'm living now, and I'm crying, and I feel the tears coming. I might do it. I might not do it.
Oh, so
like I might switch off the camera. I might go, yeah, life is over, you know? And then, or yeah, you, or I might be in the spirit of, fuck it, man. Why am I being fake?
Exactly.
I feel the tears coming.
You see?
This is really touching me. These are my people. Mm-hmm. If they're going to roast me, they're going to roast me. Michael Jordan has got a crying meme out there. It's been trending for the... It's the most famous crying meme after all.
Thank you. Fuck it.
And maybe it was in a fuck it moment.
Cue soul crying.
Yeah, maybe, but like if I'm in the moment, you know.
But you can see when he's crying, you can see it in his eyes. It's not just it's about
pain.
The money, it's the betrayal.
It's
like
it's proper,
not okay. He's
proper
not okay.
Pain,
he's not okay.
Yeah. And maybe this is the crying lesson that other artists then will learn from and go, let me check my things. And where I blow up, my things better be in check.
Go there, Shots. What else is trending there? What's trending now? There, what's happening there? What's trending? What's that at the top?
Alfred Ndombela's butchery.
No. Start from the names. The trending in SA. What's that first name?
The general?
Steve? Steve what?
Mutumi.
Steve Mutumi.
Oh.
Who's that?
Yeah, he's one of the people that cops were updating on the happenings of police work. So he's one of the top guys in the country who no one has a picture of.
Oh, the AFCON's trending. What an embarrassment. Oh, my goodness.
Nah, Kef, bruh.
Dude.
Nah,
this
bruh,
is the worst
bruh,
day to bruh, be African, man.
Bruh, what is
what
that?
The fuck?
Well, what
guys,
is that?
What happened today? Please.
So essentially what happened is the AFCON final was between Morocco and Senegal.
And this was like a month back, right?
Two months ago.
Yeah, like almost 2 months.
So during the match, Senegal team staged a walkout, right? Because they thought that the Moroccans were awarded a penalty unfairly.
When their penalty call was rejected and it was a valid penalty.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So they decide to stage a walkout, which is against the rules in FIFA and in soccer, right? There is a rule that's, right? And then after 12 minutes, they come back, right? And then to cut a long story short, they end up winning the AFCON. So they end up winning the AFCON. And now 2 months later.
And how many goals? Because I want, how many goals did they win? Like, how
doesn't matter, they won.
It doesn't matter, they won the cup.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, because now all of a sudden it was 3-0. I saw a 3-0.
We'll get to that.
And then now, CAF, 2 months later, is saying, no, we're taking back the cup. We're actually giving it to Morocco.
There was an appeal process that was initiated by the Moroccan Federation.
Okay.
So the rules, there is a rule that says if you walk off, or even if you don't walk off, you refuse to play the game. I mean, your players could be there and just refuse. There's a certain time limit that you have to protest whatever you're protesting. But once you go over it, the game is forfeited.
Yes.
Okay. So the referee, as the custodian of the FIFA rules and the football rules on CAF on the game, did not initiate that rule, did not trigger that rule, did not activate it.
Okay.
Right? And allowed the game to go on. Now, similar to when there's an offside goal and we all see it's an offside, but the referee, for God knows what reason, doesn't see it's an offside. Okay. He calls it a goal. The goal stands because it's the referee's decision.
Yes, yes.
So the referee's decision on that day or night was the game goes on. And the referee continued the game and the game went on and Senegal won.
Doesn't the referee have advices though?
He does.
I believe there's also other...
Even
referee
worse,
assistants.
There was 12 minutes. So there was like six guys or however many guys as part of the refereeing panel who all know the rules. CAF president was there. FIFA president was there. Everybody was there. During this 12 minutes, they could have said, yo, section 88 of the FIFA rule book says this game is now forfeited by the guys who refuse to play. Forfeit the game. But the referee's decision is final. The referee decided decision to play. And Senegal won the game. Now, after the game, Morocco have been on an appeal process. And now this stems from the appeal process. Now they've won the AFCON in a boardroom. So the 3-0 is a standard score for a forfeited game.
Oh.
So games can get forfeited when this happens, teams don't want to play, or teams don't show up. Or teams show up and there's a hurdle that stops them from playing.
Because of the 3 points, ne? No.
It's a final. There's no. It's a cup game. There's no point. It's a final cup game. There's no point. It's win or lose.
Okay.
And now the standard three goals. Like if a game is forfeited or was never played, 3-0 is the score you get.
And now the craziest thing is Senegal doesn't want to give the trophy back.
No, they shouldn't. Man.
Didn't they do it
let
by
me, let
AI?
Them make it you. Nah, since we're all doing our own things now, since it's a historical moment where we're doing unprecedented things, let them make another cup.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, if you want punitive measures against Senegal, you could have just punished them and say, you're not playing in the next World Cup or you're not playing in the next two World Cups. Right? Because you broke the rules. So, well, but the referee allowed the game to play before the game stands.
From what I saw, it seemed like as if people are unhappy with this. So from how much you're explaining, it sounds like maybe that's valid then for them to be awarded
it's
this
It's valid,
cup.
But the call was meant to be made on the game. Like, because, listen, the FIFA rules say if a ball touches a defender's hand or any other opponent's hand in their own, in their own box, it's a penalty. It's the rules. And the referee applies the rules, not in hindsight, on the spot. So this rule was meant to be applied on the spot to say, according to these rules, this game is now being thingy. That's why the hand of God that you mentioned, which is Ronaldo, which is Maradona scoring with his hand, still stands. The entire world saw that it's a handball on TV.
And there was no VAR at that time.
Yes, but the one man, even if there was, but not on that game, the one man who's got the power to say, goal disallowed, is the referee. Once the final whistle goes off, the match is concluded. It's official. The score stands. All the other decisions that weren't made can then be discussed with the referee, but you can't overturn it.
Okay. Bro, and now everybody's laughing at us because you know already people don't take the African football seriously.
Yeah, we're corrupt.
Now, after this,
it's an embarrassment.
Like
man,
the Europeans, all those guys. It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
It's ridiculous.
Because Kenya's big, guys. This is the whole of Africa.
Yeah, actually. It's abysmal. It's abysmal.
Damn. That's bad.
I don't know how Motsipa let this slide, bro.
It's because Morocco has been the savior of CAF. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Morocco has been hosting CAF tournaments because it's expensive to host these things.
Yes.
And most countries would love to host CAF tournaments but don't have the resources. And Morocco has always been, like, saving CAF when they don't have, or a particular country want to host and they don't have the resources. And to avoid egg on their face, Morocco has always had their hand up. That's why throughout this tournament, Morocco had a lot of decisions going their way.
Yeah.
And also Morocco,
I get it,
man. You know, in Morocco, like there's a World Cup where Morocco, or leading to a certain World Cup where Morocco wanted to play in the UEFA in the Euros. Morocco for the longest time was never even in the African Union. I don't know about now.
Jeez.
But when I was in primary school, there was like a country that was not in the European, in the African Union, as useless as that thing is. Mm. But it was Morocco. They don't even identify as African. A lot of these North African countries, we must be honest with them, they don't even identify as Africans, bro.
What?
You're Egyptian, they think they're Arabs.
Yeah.
Not even they think they are Arabs.
They are.
Geographically, they're in Africa, but let's be honest, they are Arabs. Mm. Let's not lie. Mm. They are Arabs. And they must be allowed to be that side, and then we, you know, Africa, why?
Yeah.
As a fly team.
Ghost Lady, what else you got for us, man?
So there was a story.
Fit checker. Well,
sorry for the delay, but I just wanted to state regarding Saul's statement. According to this, it says that these were speculations that were made on social media by fans' discussions, and that there wasn't an official application or request made to the UEFA.
Where was this? Is that on ChatGPT?
Yes. It's on AI Genesis. Not
really?
Genesis.
Yeah, but do search that they weren't part of the African Union for the longest time. But truth is, North Africans, a lot of them don't see themselves, don't identify as Africans.
Yeah,
that's just the truth of it.
What else you got for us there, Coast Lady?
Okay, there's another story. We're talking about Swiss Beats earlier.
Yeah.
And there's a story that has been brewing about his baby mama. So he has a daughter with, it's a Jan, this other lady called Jan Sebastian.
Okay.
And they have a 17-year-old daughter. But that daughter stays with Swiss Beats and Alicia Keys, his current wife.
Okay.
Yeah. So she went out on a live, just wrote on social media about how unhappy she is with the way they've been raising the daughter. Apparently, she even claims that they've introduced her to drugs. That the daughter is, It's a huge thing.
Swiss Beats.
Swiss Beats and Alicia Even. Keys. That's a whole allegation. Yeah.
It could be the daughter who introduced herself to drugs.
No, there's no video. It's just a post where she wrote. And I can just read from there. And so Jenna Sebastian, who's 39 and is the mother of the 17-year-old daughter, Nicole, and who with Swiss Beats. She alleges the superstar couple got Nicole addicted to drugs and that Nicole ended up hitting her. This is after just like a
Nicole hit Jenna.
Yes.
Mm. Wow.
So it's just she's become a kid that she cannot just get into, and because they are the ones who have so much like influence on her.
Of course.
Drugs, alcohol, or whatever the allegations, yeah. And to a point that now she's having physical altercations with the kid.
These rich kids are wild, man. Even David Beckham's son.
Yeah, he's going off.
All over. Yeah,
he's going off. Yeah, yeah. But it sounds like the Beckhams are foul because the Beckhams, it sounds like one of those families that say she's too low class. Don't marry her.
Yes.
I was watching, is it the Gucci movie? There's a movie on one of the streaming platforms where the Gucci, the
Lady
Gucci.
Gaga.
No. Wait. Yeah. Is that Lady Gaga, the female?
Yeah, that's Lady Gaga.
Oh, shit. It hit me now.
Yeah, that's Lady Gaga. Yeah, she killed it, man.
The poor female.
Yeah, she killed it.
Yeah, whoa, bro. The guy with the glasses riding a bicycle in the beginning of the movie.
And then she ends up taking the whole empire.
Yeah, then she takes the... Oh, that's Lady Gaga.
That's Lady Gaga.
Whoa, unrecognizable.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Charlize Theron on Monster.
Yes.
Where you couldn't recognize. Yeah. Oh, whoa. Yeah. Lady Gaga is good.
No, she killed it.
And that happens a lot with the rich families. What's happening to the Beckham son? You know, I mean, and then you get ostracized because of the choice you made of a life partner because you couldn't agree to the arrangements the family wanted. Another Prince Harry, same situation. Is it Harry? No, the redhead.
Mm. William or Harry?
Harry. It's Harry. William is the older one, yeah. Mm. But look, we spoke now that you can raise a kid well and all these things, and then there's a viral video of your kid smoking a fire extinguisher at school. Mm. It doesn't mean you said, son, I think it's time. You must try this thing. You'll be well. You'll do well. No parent. Go to Swiss Beats. The son, he brought to South Africa to play at Black Coffee's party. So he made a video because I think he was just honoring his son about how an amazing person he is, how much he loves him, and that the son loves Black Coffee. So as a gift to you, you're going to play at his birthday party. And that's the kind of love Swiss Beats has for his kids. And as a father, who's a father of more than one, to more than one woman who is a mom to the kids, you love your kids. There's no dad out there who's going to show that kind of love and then take another child and introduce them to drugs. And by the way, Swiss kid beats kids like an A student at school. So if he, in his home, has that environment to produce an A student, why would he then turn around and make the other one a drug addict?
Yeah.
So that woman is just talking shit.
Yeah.
I think she wants attention.
She does, and whatever else, ulterior
maybe
motives.
The kid is just
And also, how does she lose custody of the kid? Because, bro, let's be honest. If a dad is raising the kid, it means the mom has to be doing something really wrong for the dad to win custody.
Really. So what if there's just better opportunities with the dad? Like maybe it's because of location where your dad is staying and the schools and whatever that's around. That obviously benefits your upbringing.
I know South African law is very, leaning towards the woman's side. So if you're a dad and you've got the resources to provide for your kid, and not unlimited, but huge resources, and you're a mom who's got enough resources to make sure the kid is fed, clothed, goes to a decent school, you will still get the kid. Because it's not about the kid living in luxury. It's about the kid living and getting access to the basics that
a
the kid needs.
A comfortable life.
To. Yes, thank you. Mm. Generally, the law is like that.
Yeah, I got a friend who just got divorced recently, and he stayed with the kids because the wife doesn't work. So he's the breadwinner.
Ah, for real.
Mm, so he stayed with the kids.
Is the mom sending any maintenance?
Nope.
Because it's always the dad must send something.
Yeah. You know, it's a woman's world, my dog.
It's a woman's world.
She gave birth to them kids. She did a lot.
She didn't make the kids. The nigga did a lot too. You know how many kids come and women try to make kids and don't get kids? Do you know how many? He did the most. Oh, he was there. So I was like, yo, brother, she didn't make the kids on her own. Because you carry the kids, doesn't mean automatically the kids must stay with you. It should always be a sober mind, you know, a sober-minded conversation about what's best for the child. I genuinely always believe the mom. Because it's like my 9-month-old. I will hold her in my hand and she's looking at her mom, like, you know? Like, yo, she's all about her mom and it's fine. But that time does come. When they turn 5, 6, it's my time now.
Tag, you know? You're it.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
Tag, you're it.
Tag, you're it.
You know tag? You know the game tag?
You tag in.
You tag in.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that one, man.
You don't know tag, you're it.
No, what's that? Oh, I'm a fraud. I'm a fraud. Tag, you're it.
I thought it's the tag.
No. Which one is that one, dog? Tag, you're it.
You didn't even play that game. I just know tag in.
Okay, like we'll play it after when we finish the show.
We play touches and I'm a fraud.
Same thing.
Touches.
Same thing.
Why is it tag, you're it?
I'm tagging you.
And I'm it. Why am I what? Why am I it?
Whatever.
Dude, do not ask it. Ha, ha. And you're 25, we are forced to you. Hey, what's your hood gone? 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are tag, you're it.
But anyway, if I check it, yes.
Hey, we know touches, man. Fraud became touches. Now tag, you're it. That's elite school.
It's always been tag in America. But yeah, it is what it is. Just to correct Ghosty a little bit. According to this...
Well, it's correcting me.
It's Ghosty this time. Oh.
Thank you.
Come on, man.
Just to correct you here, Jana, I don't know how to pronounce her name. She did not lose custody of her daughter. She's actually co-parenting.
It was so she was in custody. Yeah. I did not say. Saul said it. So, yeah. Saul, this
no,
you
say she's... But you made it sound like she's raised by Swiss. You made it sound like she was raised by Swiss.
Okay, say sorry to Kanye.
Don't. She made it sound like she's the kid is raised by Swiss and Alicia. She made it sound like the kid is being raised by the two. Don't say sorry. Top a pound to sword now. Go on.
Hey, are you pressing fire?
Yeah.
That fight.
You like that fight? Eh?
Oh, hey, that fight. Yeah, I was wondering what is being pressing. So let's watch the show. People are like, fire. And people are like, hey, Mac is using it out of context. Fire.
It's like a TikTok.
Yeah, it's a TikTok sound.
Speaking about women, right? Yeah. So Fed Checker was playing me this just before we started recording. So there's a lady who goes on open chats and she starts talking shit about me, right? Oh. But the guys are asking her, like, what did he do? And she can't explain it.
What are those? But that's toxic masculinity.
Yeah, listen to this.
No, the things that he says about women.
What does he say now?
He's remember what he said? Guys, I love Mihlali Ntamasene. I am a fan of Mihlali. I love her content. She's very beautiful. He said some things about her.
What did he say now?
I think he has a vendetta against her.
He has, and it's not the first time that he's gunned her down.
Really?
Especially beautiful women. Like, girls
who... What did he say?
I don't know.
I don't even remember, but he said...
Wait, pause. Wait, what did she say? She says, I'm almost talking shit about beautiful women.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why we've never spoken about it. But continue. Continue, though.
Who is this girl?
Never remember, but they know this one.
Guys,
this
we
one
know is that he said something.
I heard something along the lines of, you know, when you say that you are an influencer, you must influence and not say that you, like, tell people what you are doing to get the money.
Did say that. Then he said something about her selling and whatnot. That's where our conversation comes in again. Mind your business. It's not your business. If she sold something,
but Chomi, why you hate him for staying his views?
It's his views, and that's fine.
But Chomi, do you think there?
Mind
any,
your business.
His
business is people's
business. I feel like
people
must understand.
It.
A podcaster's business is people's business.
Out of
people's business.
strike, I'm too, bro. Toastmaster, I come.
And someone asked me, what do you do? I do people's business.
Yeah, it's my business.
Hey, bro, it's crazy,
so
man.
She couldn't explain exactly what I said.
What you said. She just said you bashed Michali or had said something she didn't like about Michali. But also, my thing is, if you are a fan, a true fan of Michali, you should know as well that Michali, you're a fan of her for maybe either from the days of the makeup days, etc., where she did makeup tutorials and stuff. But you must be up to date as well about Michali and what how she's moving. You know, like the dating married people. And then also be aware of that, because you may say you're a fan of her and you just love the Instagram glam and stuff. But if you know the intricacies of how she's moving, then you must... you will have a full view of the picture, so that when a Mac or a Saul or anybody else has an opinion of the person, you're like, yeah, ish, my goat. I know my goat. They also do, you know, these
you know,
things.
You know, the irony for me is that she's sitting as a woman benefiting from a platform that we helped build. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, everyone's eating from podcasting, whether you're female, you're gay, you're straight.
Oh, yeah, you're black, you're Indian. We showed everyone that there is something here.
You know what I'm
saying? On this podcast world.
Yes, come through. Yes, yes.
Join.
And that's what I've done. What has Michali done for her?
Michali has done for her probably maybe what she wants to do with her life.
Yeah.
You know? Live the glamorous life that's inexplicable. And you're globetrotting in private jets and nice, beautiful cars. You're taking pictures where, like, your neck is a bit broken and there's an R showing in the back. You know? So Michali built what she wants to live here.
Bro, so, even the show she's on, is Podcast and Chill before we had Bonds and Responsibilities. Open Chairs is like a, what is it called?
Can I say
something? Yeah. It is.
What do they call it?
Can I say something?
It's a parody, yes.
Parody?
No. Wrong word. Hey, sorry, Sino, sorry, I'm so sorry, everybody on open chats. Let's close that chat.
Prodigy.
Not Prodigy, man.
But you get out of here.
Prodigy is someone you mentor.
I get you.
But it's what we stand for.
Mm.
Being unfiltered, being honest, being real, telling it as it is. And we held that benchmark. You know what I mean? And so they come from that school.
By the way, man, can we please dispel these rumors that we hate women, man? I'm tired of this shit,
bro. How?
I'm tired of it. No, wait, Ghost Leader, wait.
There's very three women here already.
It's very, very important.
There's three
I'm tired
women
of this
every
shit.
Time we record
this.
Everywhere
you
women.
Go, hey, you hate women, you hate women. Okay, let me show you something, Saul. Fat Checker, can you please put up the YouTube code of conduct? The terms and conditions for YouTube. Can you put them up on ChatGPT there? Let's go through them there. Thoroughly.
You guys should stream Fact Checker, man. Program Nandi. She's like, you know, Mary J. Blige with those 90s videos, and then she does those lazy hip hop dances of hers.
Do you have it there, Fact Checker?
Yeah, she's okay. Dressed like that. Yeah. I think you know.
Put it up there. Put it up there. What
you
does
can
it
imagine,
say?
Imagine you can picture what does it say? Already.
What it says here is that the guidelines, content yes. guidelines, as the first one is hate speech and discrimination is not
yes.
allowed.
What does it say about that? Please tell us.
It says saying women are less intelligent,
mm-hmm.
promoting harmful and stereotypes about females, and encouraging discrimination Whoa. Or exclusion of hate speech towards them.
Okay, you heard that, Nebenduga.
Yeah.
So if we hate women so much, we discriminate them so much, how come in the 8 years we've been podcasting, we've never gotten a strike from YouTube?
We've never broken the rules, let's say.
Never, not even a single strike.
Women. Oh, damn.
And this shit doesn't apply just to us. It's like all the YouTube channels yeah. across the world. It's not just us. Do you know last year that YouTube deactivated 12 million channels for breaking the code of conduct?
12 million channels. And we're a drop in the 12
million. But we hate women. We are transphobic. Ocean. We are homophobic. We are this. We are that. How come we've never gotten a strike? Please explain that for me.
Doesn't make sense, bro. Doesn't make sense. Because we 12 million. Like, and also, like, it's not like YouTube, Google depends on us. You know, they make a ton of money. We're dropping the ocean.
So this bullshit was stopped.
That's
easy
to just go, fuck these. Oh, these guys too. I remember that. Sorry, my bad. I remember Kodum Fundisi on YouTube was wild. Homophobia, wild stuff he was promoting on his, like 3-4 years back. And YouTube just shut it down. Just like that.
Quick.
Because when you do that, it's like, oh, you've broken the rules of YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Quick.
Ooh. Not a single strike in 8 years goes late.
Ah, because of that whole notion that, you know, women can't be called out for their bullshit.
No,
that
is.
That's it.
Yeah.
Accountability.
Yes. That's just the problem with our society, you know. Just mentioning someone or commenting something on just, oh, I'm questioning how and this and that. Because you're female, oh, no one can touch you.
Because why, Penduka? It's a woman's
world, bro. And listen. Wait, did I say what was I meant to say?
Yeah,
it is world.
Why
yeah.
You know, he's looking at his spew his love after us.
No, because I hit the fa.
Oh. Yeah, that's why they're there. Fa! From accountability. They stand fa! They stand fa! From the accountability.
My wife bought a Matasi food accountability. No one, none of that.
And my thing is, listen, number one, to the crow, right? You can always be, you can hold opinions of someone. And when things come out that you don't agree with.
Yeah, but bro, if your goal is someone that goes around stealing people's men, then that says a lot about her.
No, but what I'm saying is maybe she was her goat before all these dramas. But when that comes out, you must be honest about your goat. That is. You know what I mean? If like one of my goats now comes out that, no, they are in part of some funny things. Like, you can imagine how many people's goats are in the Epstein files.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And you're like, yo.
Yes, sis.
I thought my goat was the goat. Step back. You know what I mean? So when we see, dude. When Michelle was doing her incredible YouTubes and that's all she was doing and dating one of the major league boys, you were not out here saying anything about her or me or anybody else.
Mm.
You know, till we hear and then we're like, yo, man, what kind of movements are these?
Mm.
You know, and there is this culture where people pick up what's in the air about a certain
and go with the wind, yeah.
Entity.
Oh, yeah.
Like even with us.
Yeah.
We've had celebrity guests that we've wanted to have. Doja Cat's father. Was it Doja Cat's father?
Yes.
He wanted to come on. And then he heard, I think from his wife or somebody, that, it's a toxic masculinity podcast. They hate women. And then the guy was like, I don't like what you guys stand for. We're like, dog, we stand for being present fathers. It was like, no, not that. The woman, you guys, best woman.
Drop this.
He said.
No, not that one.
No. You know, and we're like, no, man. We stand for being there for raising your kids, you know what I mean? Yeah. So he didn't want to come because of the bad publicity around women and things that we say. And. You know, a lot of people just pick up things.
Yeah.
But when you ask them directly, why? What? Name one.
Yeah.
Mm. I respect if you name something and I'm like, that's a reach, but you named something. And I see how you can tie that to hating women.
Yeah.
Or tie that to hating a certain community or whatever, you know, and which we don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all good, man.
Anyway, what's on your mind?
Before, I want you to say my part.
Yes, sorry,
regarding this whole thing.
Yes, Saskis.
I just feel like, now, listen, I'm a fan of, I love open chat. Let me say fan. I love.
We love open chat.
But watching this now, I'm like thinking, you can't be on open chats and now start thinking that you've got this high moral campus. You know what I mean? Because it's like already the space, how many times it's being like scrutinized for, it puts women there in the platform. The guys are, you know, having these girls, guests as women, and they are there going on and just basically making a mockery of themselves.
What is that what they say?
Yes.
Bro, we got to leave women from podcasting, man. We must just podcast with niggas, bro. It's too much now, bro.
How?
What the fuck, bro?
How?
It's too much.
So.
But you're right. You can't go on open chat and expect to say something like this without accountability. The guys will hold you accountable.
No, true. Of course. But I'm just like, you know, you're scrutinizing one. And
we're
like,
banning women from podcasting from now on.
Too late. You've employed
them. We need a male ghost lady. There's a job now.
They've got contracts.
We need a male ghost lady.
Contract is signed.
Cassie Chef is onto something.
It's the only one. But be friendly with McFarlane. I'm going to
have a with the podcast. They make sure.
All the smoke.
I can't believe people were saying that, bro.
Yeah, they only scrutinize open chats for that. Oh, no, they just make a mockery of women. The women sit there. Because obviously,
but
girls
that,
are young.
Isn't the girls telling their stories? Aren't the girls telling their stories?
They are telling their stories, but obviously, it's like they're given this platform. And because of they are young and obviously wet behind their ears, it's something that they'll look back in 10 years' time and be like, yeah, I shouldn't have spoken like that. I shouldn't have been all like, you know? So, because of how the world judges females.
That's true. The baddies never think they're going to get married one day, you know?
It's not about marriage, guys. It's not about growing up.
No, let's be real. The baddies aspire to marriage.
True.
Because remember, the baddies seem to think that their hotness now is going to be the same, and they demand now in the 20s, 22, 23, 24, they think is going to be the demand in their 35s till they see another baddie who's a version of themselves entering at 20.
Yeah.
Then they drop their standards to try get married to somebody who's desperate enough
and
to...
Okay.
So that's the chat on social media. That Limpopo gents are very... forgiving.
For real?
Yeah, the Bobo gents are like, I know the spot account. I know you did this. I know you did that. I know you were in Dubai. I know you did that. But...
I love you.
Yeah. And you are wife material.
Yeah.
You know, and I trust myself that I'll keep you and I'll be able to. And when you said it, it's all the highest bidder with them. It's always been. So, they all aspire... Baddies all aspire to get married.
That's true.
Because, and it's not a baddie phenomenon,
so
it's a human phenomenon. We always
must know that you may view a little 12 year old currently, you're 22 and you're looking at this 10 year old, 12 year old. In 10 years' time, that 10 year old, 12 year old would be the it girl then.
Wait. Come again. You're 22, you're looking at the 10 year old.
Yes.
Who is looking at who?
No. I'm just saying, you may look at these small kids that are great growing up.
Okay.
I'm just saying, in 10 years' time, those 10-year-olds will be 20-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
And therefore, they'll be the new it girls.
Fair.
And you would be 30, and you no longer the... I'm just
oh,
saying.
Oh,
life goes on.
The kids you're helping pick up your friends to school on the one time they're not available... Yeah.
So generally, we think that life ends now, or this is it. What's happening now?
So while you're playing there.
So like there's still years to go.
Yeah.
Like, and you'll reflect on this and go, "Oh shit, I shouldn't have," or "Oh shit, that my mentality then was just so I was so caught up in those moments, thinking that I'm never gonna grow up, or I'm never going to, or life will be like this forever."
But this was the chat. Remember last week that women need to be aware that. In their prime, because women are born with an advantage of beauty. In their prime is the time to look for a life partner, not for the nigger who can now take them to Dubai or give them the cheap thrills and the exciting nigger. It's now to get a focused guy that you can build a future with.
But wait. Not all women also aspire to be married and all of that, right?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or have kids and settle down.
Even
like
most, not all men.
Exactly.
But majority,
so
let's be
it's
honest,
just about
of people want that stability.
You need to be just understanding of your own self. Like, what is it that you aspire to? And then work on it then, at that moment. Don't play around with your aspirations and think, oh, no, I will look into that when I'm older.
Yeah, they'll come when I'm old. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Hey, so you guys have it all figured out, hey, this life thing, eh?
No. Hey. I'm not a life coach.
It's my darling.
I'm not a life coach.
Yeah, call me for life coaching.
Yeah, bro, so many people I see on social media, like on their bios, like life coach.
Are you serious?
I'm like, bro, hey, life coach. That's heavy. Life coach. Like,
can I be honest?
It's life, dog.
I applied for that at UNISA.
To be a life coach.
No, for the to study. Like, I think 2 years ago, I was so random. I literally put the money. I never went to any class.
You started life coaching?
Yes. It was like a course, like a 6 month course.
Why?
I was bored.
2 years ago.
I was like, what can I do between ghosting and just...
coaching people how to live their life?
No, well, in between taking care of my kids. I'm like, let me apply. Unisad, I was looking at the certificates.
So when did you do the graphics designer thing?
No, that was a long time ago. But
when did you study to DJ?
She did the graphics designer.
That was way back.
No, she did the graphics.
My mom even paid for that.
And that's when did you start making the hip-hop music?
Oh, that was in my teens. I was rapping in the cypher.
So I think she also this when she did the graphic designing and through the vision, you know, of the life coaching and everything else came from there.
No.
Why didn't you do the life coaching?
No, because I was just like, really, do I really want to be a life coach? I'm not. It was just flying around like life coach. It looked fancy.
Sounds
it was
fancy.
A nice term.
But in reality, it's just like,
but
dude,
to be honest, literally, I paid, I think, about 6,000-7,000 rand at UNISA money. I didn't even attend one
on
class.
The drain.
Well, how's it different from therapy?
I was passionate about therapy. At some point, I thought, maybe I should be a psychologist and be out there. So I was like, what can I start now? And then I saw life coach certificate, 6 months, UNISA. I was like, apply. And
dude, you were saying that, how's it different from therapy?
It is different because therapy, it falls kind of somewhat in the medical field space, somewhat, you know. Also, life coaching, she said 6 months. You can't be a therapist from studying from 6 months. Because here you are dealing with people's brains, you need to understand. And there's different levels. There's, you know, a psychiatrist, a psychologist.
So life coach, what are you doing?
Honestly, to be quite honest, I feel like you're just giving people motivation.
On how to live. Like, it's
there's
like you lived and died, lived, died like 4 times. Now you got a grip on this life thing and you can tell people where to go, how to do it, which corners to take, which to avoid. Which has always been weird about guys calling themselves life coaches. You have an amazing sounding voice, man.
You only pick that up now?
How?
Actually, I've always known it, but I'm like, you sound good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Better than Fat Checker?
Yours difficult.
Why do you have to compare?
It's difficult.
Why do you have to compare?
It's difficult, bro.
So you've got an amazing voice, better than Mac G.
We all know that.
Both Mac and I have unconventional, like, you know. It's just normal voices. It's not like
your voice is better.
Yo, Eddie Zundi in the building. Kenny Make Street. Blah, blah, blah. Nah, we don't have those voices.
Mm.
They're just proper. Ebo?
No. Shots is the one that has a nice voice here.
He's got that radio voice.
Yeah,
Shots got a radio voice, bro. Yeah. What's your opinion, bro, on this whole thing of life coaching?
Ladies, you agree Shots has a nice voice? Mm.
He's got the deepest voice
for
in the room.
Real?
Deepest in the room, man. Actually.
Yeah. Say something,
the deepest
Shots.
Voice in the room. Yeah, he
say
does.
Say something. Yeah, let's say that on the mic.
Man, you guys are crazy.
You make us happy, Taban. You make us happy, Taban.
The boys are crazy for you.
Anyway, what caught your attention this week, man?
Yo, dog, you want to learn more?
Yes. Please.
So, let me am suing a guy called Lenmo Jonasi.
Okay.
Whoa. I saw this actually when Lenmo trended. So, Lenmo, remember Godfrey? He's a comedian, American guy, does a podcast. Now, they do one.
Oh, the African podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, I know Godfrey.
Yeah. So,
the Nigerian guy.
Yeah, Nigerian-American guy. Yeah, so the Zimbabwean comedian was on their show, and they were talking about the Lion King. Na tingonyama bagiti babu, oh ngonyama. So he was like just having that chat about that. No. Taban, go back. It's fine. The link I sent you is fine. So Label M saw the viral clip, which we're about to play. Okay, but this video is from like another OK Africa. Shout out to OK Africa. Taban, that video there, is it taking you elsewhere? No. Taban, that with that pretty girl, yeah, that's the video.
at this Zimbabwean comedian's interpretation of The Lion King's opening track, The Circle of Life.
That's Learn More Jonas.
It means, look, there's a lion. Oh my God.
But the man behind the song is not impressed.
Let me saw that.
I'm waking up to the reality that there's an idiot who's gone viral on our iconic Nansi Ngonyama, misleading the world.
South African composer and producer Lebo M is the brain and voice behind the opening lyrics to The Circle of Life.
Yes, yes, we know the song.
The lyric. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, you can shut it there. Yeah, 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 yeah. So Lebo M, so I saw this thing trending like a few weeks ago, you know? And I was like, ha, that's funny. I never thought anything of it. Cool. And then yesterday, I didn't even see Lebo M's response video, but I saw Godfrey like responding to it and did a whole 4-minute video about, we weren't trying to like insult anyone or whatever. And then I saw Jonas's response as well. And he was like, yo, Lebo M responded and Lebo M was calling him he was calling him names, ignorant, stupid, whatever, you know? And he was like, I was open for the conversation, but we're not going to have that right now. And then Lebo M sued the guy for $20 million. Okay, I don't know how many million, but it's $1 million. It's a lot of money. I think it's $20 million. Please, how much?
It's 330 million rands. I don't know in dollars, but he had saying...
Yeah, it's around $20 million. Hey, yeah, I'm correct. That's $20 million. He's suing him. And I'm like, look, I know that the guy really oversimplified the na ingonyama bagiti babu. Ingonyama. And that's the problem in translation, because yes, nansi ingonyama is here's a lion. Bagiti baba. Ingonyama. Somebody else could say, Oh my God. Somebody else could say, yes, Lord, he's a lion. You know what I mean? A lion. You know, but we all know Ingonyama is a lion. Also, it's a king.
Yeah.
You know, here comes the king. It'll still be, oh, my word, oh Father, here's the king. You know, so he was very close in his translation.
Yeah.
But because of he's a comedian and the laughs and how he executed it, then it's obviously for comedic effect because the guy's a comedian.
Of course.
I really feel like it's an overreaction, bro.
It is, bro. And if you watch
that overreaction,
yeah. And if you watch that podcast, bro, those guys have nothing but love for Africa.
Love for Africa.
Exactly. Nothing but love. They're not malicious in any way, bro. Shape, or form. More than anything, bro. What they're doing is great because they're educating Americans about Africa.
Everything they've been told about Africa through mainstream media, that all of us have kwashoko. Yes, nemikaba manje, but there's no flies that just chill around it. We're all, like, there's a parts of Africa that are really like that, and then there's huge parts of Africa that are something that America has never seen about Africa, and that podcast helps to tell that story. So I feel like really Khutman overreacted, bruh. And I saw some people, I even saw Atando Kani. Shout out to him, would love to have Atando on the podcast. When are we having Atando on the podcast?
When he's available.
We've been trying him. For real.
Shots, can you say it? It slaps hard when you say it, man. Can you say
it? Yeah. Please say it, bro. It slaps, like, yeah.
When it's available.
Yeah. Like, when it's available.
When it's available.
Yeah. The girls are like, yes, we're all available.
Yes, Shots.
Yeah, that was an overreaction, Shots. Man.
Yes.
Overreacted, like, if I was someone, but I don't
Can you do Nancy? Can you do the Nancy Shots? Nancy Ngonyama.
That's too. His voice is too deep for. But let me give you the first part. Please don't sue me. I don't have 300 million.
Okay, give Tato. His voice is too deep. Give Tato.
Nancy Ngonyama.
That's Gussie Gem. Tato is Gussie Gem.
Yeah. What else got your attention? Yeah, that's an overreach, bro.
Bro,
I think we can all agree on that.
There's South Africans.
Wait, so sorry on the that thing about Learn More. I saw a clip of him also saying that he tried to reach out to Label M, and he was very adamant and just so he was also like, I can't even engage with this
and also insulted him. He was like, good for nothing, like whatever, like you called him some names, and the thing is, a guy to come from Zim, he won America's Big Got Talent, and you know, he's worked and there's he won the Savannah's Comic Choice Awards
In South Africa.
The guy's been working hard, and you know, so yeah, man, I was like, nah, bro. Krutman really overreached.
But Lebo M is podcast gold, man.
He is.
He's from the
hip. Takes everything personal.
Bro, Toya delays him.
Yes.
She wants to come on.
Yeah, why not?
So Toya's been going through a thing where she's been pushing this sound of hers, Afro-rave. And, you know, she was signed to Sony, and now she left Sony. You know when she had the song with Casper? The time when Toya was Toya in the Reebok deal, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she used to play at the Joburg days.
So she's been going through a thing, and her music is not, like, she sings there's people blocking her, or there's some sabotage from within the industry. So today somebody was like, yo, go on podcast and chill and tell your story. Then she says, look, she says, Ubuti. With love, obviously. At Sopendua knows my situation very well and has even engaged in my post in the past. But there is something holding them back from allowing the conversation.
Booty son.
Mapteles, Mashang. You know, she's a booty lazy. Toya the lazy. So, no, the doors are open for Toya. I inboxed her.
Where would you get that from, man?
How?
That's so weird.
What's holding us? What's holding who back here?
Yeah, I know she's been going through stuff, and you know, I've
it's
chimed
everyone
in.
Everyone is against me, type vibe.
I've chimed in. So, which makes me beg the question that, what she's accusing me of, isn't it maybe what she's accusing the record labels of? Because sometimes people are like, the record labels bang valera. But it's like, no, not really, bruh. It's smoother and easier when there's a big machine behind you. But when you're independent, it's just more work to get your music out there and be heard, even if your music is phenomenal.
Bro, and this guy who's suggesting that she must come here knows the platform.
He knows. He knows
that anyone's welcome.
Anyone is welcome. So Toya, you're welcome to really come to the podcast.
Is she back in SA or is she in the UK?
I don't know. I just asked her. Funny enough, that's what I asked her. I said, like, are you around? Because I know she's in the UK. So, man, I asked this thing an hour ago. Let me check.
Oh, yeah. You reminded me of the poll. Yeah. Thanks, Penduk. Let me see.
Toya hasn't responded. I said, Toya, please come anytime. Hey, Tabang, I'll send you the screenshot. Do you phase it up? So then. So I did communicate with Toya. I'm like, Toya, you could come anytime. There's nothing.
Okay, are you guys ready? Are you guys ready for the results?
Okay.
So we had a poll earlier on.
Okay. But we know the results, what they're going to say.
We asked the chillers, right? We're like, Hinda, do you think Music Pulse should drop twice a week? So Tuesday and replace the Thursday show. You ready for the results, Ghost Lady?
Yes, please.
Bring it on.
Last chance. What do you think chillers said?
They said yes, obviously.
Yes, like yes,
I
said yes.
I'm going to call a 5 liter example. Please.
And the answer is no.
How?
Drop the fucking thing off.
Yeah, 79%.
I'm the auditor.
79%.
I'm 27 off.
There you go.
Yeah, and do you think Music Boss dropped us?
What's the percentage?
They get it.
21% said yes.
Oh.
79.
And then 79% said no.
It's huge. Oh. It's huge.
This is 1 million votes in within an hour.
What?
Don't act surprised. Come on, it's our image, it's our brand.
We've got 1 million subscribers. Oh, don't you?
It's, you've ruined it. Twittering. You've ruined it. I'm in Bram, you're in Sentin, you're in Gracie Drive. I'm on Tutor Street in Bram. You're not Bram, there's Tutor Street. I'm there on Tutor. The Tutor ring is off for you.
Okay.
Come on, you gotta play
bro,
it out with
I can't believe they said no, bruh.
It's what I'm saying, bro. It's beautiful as it is. It's gonna be overkill.
You think so?
Two times. Yeah.
the guys have a lot to talk about. And music, there's always something to talk about.
There is something, but maybe we must just, I said we must spread it and say maybe Thursday is for certain genres and then Tuesday for certain. Maybe right, people.
Guys, the chillers have spoken. Let's not piss our bosses off.
The bosses have spoken.
Oh, okay.
You saw what happened to the Breakfast Club when they didn't listen to their bosses.
Shout out, there's a South African company, bro. It's doing so well. Founded in 2021, if I'm not mistaken. It's called, I think, Bank, B-A-N-K, but the A is a V and it's looking upwards. So Bank, sort of.
Okay, okay.
It's a company that trades in stable coin, which is like a type of cryptocurrency. So what they did was, stable coin is different from like other cryptos because it's pegged on normal currencies like the US currency. So the volatility is not that much. You know, it's stable coin. The word is self-explanatory. And they allowed people to send money from, if Neo is in America, he sends money to me. It's 10,000 US dollars. Stable coins converted to stable coin. And then with crypto, obviously, you can send money anywhere in the world and they'll send it to South Africa. And I can choose to either get it as the $10,000 they sent or the however much value in stable coin. Started a company in 2021, mid-COVID. They just sold it now for $1.8 billion.
Whoa.
Started by three South African boys.
Yo, can you put up the pictures there?
Nuts, bro.
Wow. This nuts, is crazy,
bro.
Dude.
It's nuts, bro.
What? Are you being for real?
It's nuts, bro. Taban, let me send you I'll send you Kushuk's tweet. That just breaks down. It doesn't really. It's just announces a thing.
We busy fighting for royalties.
Yo, bro. Oh. It's crazy how people started a company in 2021. It's worth $1.8 billion. That's $36 billion. $30 billion, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Stable coin.
So go up this. So shots. It says 2021 company founded. 2022 Series A valued at $340 million. 2024 Series B. These are the shares, ne?
That's insane.
Yeah, valued at $750 million. 2025 acquired for $1.8 billion. From $0 to $30 billion in 5 years.
Dude, yeah, bro.
Must be white guys.
Yeah, man. White guys. I got the names. Hold on. Fixing bank founders. Yeah. It's hear the names. It's Jesse Hempson Struthers, Donald Jackson, and then here's a South African name, Chris Harmser.
Wow.
All three white boys.
Not Munkos.
And must be young, ne? 20s.
No. But speaking of like black, if you want a black South African who's doing really well in this space, in the fintech space, I'll give you a name now.
Give me.
So Checker 6060, and I think it's either Jonga or Venda.
Yeah.
Checker 6060.
Yeah.
The guy who's behind that engine.
Yes.
Yes.
He's black.
Yes.
The guy who built the engine that runs Checker 6060. And I saw Amazon now he's launching.
He also owns Zulzi.
Yeah, Zulzi. The Zulzi guy.
Yeah.
So the same engine that keeps the
sold
same
to Checkers.
Spine of Zulzi is Checkers. Yeah,
Checkers.
So this is Checkers.
Yeah.
Doing really well.
Can we get that guy's name, man?
Can we get that guy's name?
Shout out to him.
Please, shout out to him,
guys.
Yeah, let's get
guys, there's more to life than TikToks, man.
There's more to life than TikTok and AI music to drop an album.
Guys.
You could do this AI to do this.
You know what's going to happen? 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when our kids are old, they're going to be like, what were you doing? And niggas were making billions.
Yes. Because that's what we asked our mom. I was like, yo, when everybody was in the ANC fighting hard in Tanzania.
Bro,
I asked my mom that, you know that?
Yeah.
I'm not cranny.
Yeah,
I have them accountable.
Yes.
Me and my mom.
Yeah.
And my my babu's. I was like, hold on.
Ask my mom.
I was like, Gogo, can we take a second? You're a Mandela groupie. What were you doing when Mandela fought?
Yeah.
They were scared of the system. They were scared of the whites.
Yeah.
I asked my mom. I was like, yo. When all these guys, Abo, back in the days they were young, man. I was Zola Squeyia. Remember, he was the minister of something. That's when I started learning about ministers. That's why I remember Zola Squeyia, something Katuna. I was like, and Abo Mosua Likota. I was like, when these guys, what were you doing, man? You know?
What's the guy's name? Shots? Can you say
Vutlari.
What's his name?
Vutlari Donald Valoy.
Vutlari Donald Valoy. There's two of them though. Who's
the
other
but
guy?
He's the face.
Oh.
I see there's two there in the picture. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Shut up,
man. These guys, so whenever
the
you
man will help. What does it say?
There's the man.
What does it say? Go up there.
Yeah.
Shot. The man who helped build the original platform behind Checkers 66.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. So when you guys order, that's a black business. Wow. So we do have blacks capable of this stuff.
It's a black business model. Yeah. I'm saying it's a black business model.
Yeah, and I imagine if blacks have been free to produce like they've been now. In the 1800s, 1960s, then would have these companies buying black innovation for billions. There's a guy, man. There's a guy.
But it's coming, so I mean, this is how it starts. It's coming.
There's another guy.
This guy's saying doing an AI song is whack.
No. I'm saying that everybody.
Ghost Lady.
I'm glad you asked that. You know what? Mm. Ghost Lady is the voice we need in the studio
because
when things get cut up, put on TikTok, the comprehension to subjects that we talk about is this. No, I'm not lying.
Okay.
Someone on TikTok was going to say, oh, so you guys are saying what you said. Because people just don't. The other day, and it came from somebody who I respect and know, who's old, not a 2000, posted a video of, what's his name? Virgil Abloh playing. He played a jazz song and a hip-hop song. Beautiful mix. Nigga tweets me and says, yeah, since you said Virgil Abloh is a horrible DJ, what's this? Mm. I was like, bro, you're not even a 2000. Umtala. Context. Comprehension. I didn't say. I asked Shimza. Pardon?
Damn! You saw
it.
That's abuse.
Shine up, Kokot. So I'm glad you asked that. What did you say? I was what an answer.
No, I was just saying, so doing an AI song is whack.
No, what I'm saying is,
you know
what
I'm
it's
asking?
It's not. By the way, shut up.
Because I got back home and my husband has an AI song.
Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
What is it? Beautiful? Is it nice?
Yeah, it was. I'm like, okay, why?
What's the call?
Well, bring it next week.
What's the call? No. Yeah, please, babe, nugget. Is it about you?
No, it's just a random is it explicit? Song. No, it's nothing explicit. I was just like, why are you jumping on this bandwagon? So, you know, I was judgmental towards him. So I'm trying to get almost like
okay. So why I brought the AI songs thing is that the technology is there, right? To help us in anything, in building anything, building businesses, etc. It's there. And everybody is, or not everybody, but in South Africa, it's like everybody wants to make AI music. Mm. By the way, shout out to Rea Khopan. He's dropping an album. Please tell us the album name. Rea Khopan is about to drop an album. I saw it. But so what I'm saying is people could be using the AI to be doing the business thinking of it. There's another AI, I saved the name. It's Diversity AI or something. That's like, there's so many AI agents that are built different to do different things. As much as ChatGPT is powerful, that's the one people know. But there's so many AIs to do so many things out there in the world. And people in South Africa, a lot of people are like,
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT, let's make music with it. You could do so much, like literally. So much, you know, with AI instead of just music. So that's what I was saying. To add to what Saul's saying,
while I was saying the AI thing or the
durable
TikTok
AI,
thing,
yeah.
While I was saying the TikTok thing is that we have this nature of being one-dimensional.
Oh yeah.
As black people, where if this train is moving now, everybody jumps on this train.
Yes.
So for example,
yes.
Influencing now, everyone is an influencer.
Influence DJ.
Yes.
Everyone's a DJ.
Yes.
Podcasting now, everyone's podcasting.
Yes.
Right? But there's. Open up your mind. There's other ways. So, for example, with podcasting, you don't have to be in front of the camera. You can run a podcasting
studio
equipment company.
Mm. Ooh, hiring equipment.
Because everyone, when they start, the biggest stumbling block is, I don't have the equipment.
Yeah, the mics.
Yeah. So you become a one-stop shop And then you supply equipment to all these podcasts.
Yeah. Wow, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Or if you got your dad's got land somewhere that you guys inherited, you build a whole warehouse kind of thing and have different studios with the equipment.
Thank you.
You know, if people don't want to do their podcast from home and There's a whole value chain.
Yeah. We've seen it with businesses as well. People at some point were into all, everyone was construction. Then it was all catering.
Chisanyamas.
It was car washes. We've seen the influx, like just.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, look at that. Any black guy could have, there's lots of black minds with this, who can build what these guys did with this our stable coin platform. You know, so many. There's another guy, man. So this guy, remember I posted him in the group.
Did I take you out of business? Sorry, Neu. Sorry.
Ben Affleck is taking them out of business.
Who?
Ben Affleck.
Taking who?
Neu and them.
How?
Yeah, so Ben Affleck, remember the Netflix deal where Netflix was trying to buy Warner Brothers?
Yes, yes.
And then there was another company that owns Paramount that's trying to buy Warner Brothers. That's funded by the guy who owns Dell, Oracle.
Yes.
Yeah. The son of the guy who came up with Dell, Oracle and them. So Netflix didn't spend all these $100 billion now on the thing, that deal. In fact, they bought Ben Affleck's company for some $1 million. And what Ben Affleck's company does is it does all like the editing. All the boring, mundane post-shooting stuff in making movies great. That's what it does.
Using AI?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
For movies.
Yeah, and Netflix has just bought that. So, and that's where a lot of the money goes. With the editing, post, and his company just does that.
Damn, can you search that Ben Affleck
Netflix please, deal? Maybe wrong at some points, but right with the, I'm in the neighborhood of the story. I may not be in the yard.
The name of the company is called Artists Equity, and it is an AI-powered filmmaking startup, and they have it on Netflix. They bought it, I think, somewhere. It was founded in November 2022, and it has done projects from 2023 all the way till date. And then Netflix acquired it earlier this year for $600 million.
Gee.
Fuck.
Fucking imagine, bro. I've heard so many dollars today, man.
Bro.
You have to listen carefully, ne?
It's crazy, man. AI, bro. So, yeah, but him, it's the, not the, it's the editing and the light, the grading, the post end of the things.
Anyway, before we go, man, my wife is so obsessed with this Big Brother thing. I think she's going crazy, dude. Mm. She's even buying SIM cards to vote for Tandega to win.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah, she wants Tandega to win so much, bro.
She asked for to use my number to vote for
Tandega. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Even friends and on WhatsApp.
I was like, okay, vote for Bravo. She's like, I'm CC. It's her Tandega.
Oh, Bravo's still around. Bravo's the guy who got disqualified at the time. Yeah. Oh, shout out, Bravo B, man.
Her aim is to Tandega's get 30,000 votes for Tandega.
Oh.
That could win it.
I'm like, no, baby, no ways, man. You can't be buying SIM cards. It's not that deep, bro. It's not like you're going to get the 2 million.
She's in it, bro. She's invested.
But anyway, good luck to everybody for this Sunday. They announced the
winner. Oh, so that's the finale?
Yeah.
How long was it? 2 months, 3 months?
Three months.
Since Jan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shout out. Good luck, guys.
No, I'm just saying, all of a sudden, I'm getting all warmed up to Bravo B, you know? I don't know if it's the bingla in me that
it's
just
the
wants
you. It's the Zulu in you. It's the bingla.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Bravo B. But Tandega is still my girl, you know?
Yeah, so I'm
Who did you vote for? Did you vote?
Oh, well, whoever Naledi votes for. That's my support. Using my number.
Get a backbone. Just vote, man. Oh, technically, your number's voted for whoever she wore.
Yes. Okay.
Just vote for whoever you want to vote for.
Yeah, true.
We out here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Bye.